From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Emily Pulsander. Utah's usually snowy December is nowhere to be found. And that means two World Cup skiing events will have to move to new locations. Both the Aerials and Moguls events were scheduled to take place at Deer Valley. Instead, Aerials will move to Lake Placid, New York, and Moguls will happen in New Hampshire's Warville Valley Resort. A polar vortex meant a much colder, snowier December for the East Coast than the Mountain West. U.S. Ski and Snowboard says moving the events will help ensure the best conditions for Olympic qualifying events. It's been a great year for the furry new residents of Ben Lomond Peak. KUER's Macy Lipkin has an update on Weber County's mountain goats.
The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources brought 10 mountain goats to Ben Lomond last November. They were captured in the mountains east of Beaver. The goal was to bring the herd back to a healthy level. Daniel Salee is the region's wildlife biologist. He says all 10 goats survived their first winter.
So we didn't expect much from them this year, but we did observe one transplanted goat that did. We did confirm that she gave birth. I watched her kid follow her up the mountain and nurse from her.
Transporting goats is an ordeal. It involves nets, helicopters, blood tests, and plenty of manpower. But Salee says it's worth it to spread out the goats.
This year and last year, when I did a survey last year, every single person I saw on the mountain asked about the goats. So they're pretty popular for the trail users up there.
The new goats kept to themselves at first, but by late summer, they were hanging out with their neighbors. Salee estimates the population is around 50 or 60 now. That's up from about 30 last year. The transplants and new babies helped with the growth. Hunting permits will stay very limited until the herd's population reaches 100. For KUER News, I'm Macy Lipkin in Ogden.
A Utah Native American tribe is suing Colorado to get easier access to some of its homelands. The Ute Indian tribe of the Uinta and Ouray Reservation says a new state law excludes them from free entry into state parks. The law does let two other Colorado tribes in for free, the Southern Ute Indian tribe and the Ute Mountain Ute tribe. The Ute Indian tribe says this makes it harder for its members to get to sacred sites for praying, hunting, and fishing. The tribe calls Colorado's law shameful, unconstitutional, and discriminatory. You are listening to KUER News.